track 13. And now we come to sport. And since it's summer, we're going to start off with cricket. Bobby Tracy's Premier Division relegation worries deepened following a 145-run defeat by Exeter that dropped them back into the bottom two. Exeter totted up 347 for five across 50 overs. Wickets were in short supply from a depleted attack as far as Bovey were concerned. Five bowlers took one each. Seb Ainslie wasn't one of them, but his 10 overs for just 34 runs was the best set of figures in the book. Moussa Twala top scored on 42, and there were a pair of 28s for Tom Andrew and Peter Bradley in Bovey's all-out reply of 202. Bovey Tracy's second 11, meanwhile, moved on from their defeat at Biddeford by delivering a 121-run battering to B-division rivals Cliss St George. Ipplepen's second 11 paid Hatherley's second 11 a visit, and they gave them a 146-run drubbing in D Division West. Noah Sutton, 58 not out, and Hugo Denman, 55, both scored half centuries for Ipplepen as they reached 249 for seven. Hatherley were all out for 103, having been blown away by Chris Needham, 5 for 20, with the new ball. In the same league, Plimstock's second 11 marched on at the top of D West table thanks to a 15-run win away from home over Abbots Kurzweil. Captaincy change for Abbots Kurzweil. Nick Watkins has stepped aside as Abbots Kurzweil captain following a 48-run defeat by Thorverton that has left the team bottom of A Division. Walken isn't saying much about his decision to resign as skipper, although he was reluctant to continue in the role this season in the first place. Standing down is not something I wanted to do, but I did not feel I had much choice, said Watkin, who has passed the mantle to Ed Smout Cooper. Elsewhere, Reuben Stanley posted his maiden Devon League century in Ipplepen's 5-wicket win over B Division strugglers Chudley. Next we come on to cycling. George Watch is the man of the moment for the Mid-Devon Cycling Club. A fantastic weekend was had by a number of road racers, Watch taking a well-deserved victory in the RNSA Merrifield. In the E123 race, Nick Macon placed a strong third, with Ian Cullen 18th and Sean Davey 20th, also putting in great performances. The club wish a speedy recovery to James Williams after his crash. George Watch continued his winning streak at the Gillingham Wheelers Road Race, securing another victory after another strategic breakaway. Discovery newcomer Benford wins in near record time. Dartmoor Discovery onlookers in Princetown were thrilled on Saturday the 8th of June as 23-year-old newcomer to the race Joshua Benford from Biddeford AC came within 2 minutes of breaking the legendary course record set back in 2014. Joshua's time of 3 hours 31 minutes 19 seconds marks him as an outstanding prospect in the ultra district running world. Ladies winner Naomi Flanagan from Torbay Tri Club had an equally impressive run, storming round the course in a time of 4 hours and 29 seconds. Race director Liz Barnett of Teambridge Trotters, the organisers, said, "Congratulations to Joshua and Naomi. Winning times like these are tremendously exciting for the Dartmoor Discovery and for ultra-distance running as a whole. The quality of athletes we are welcoming to Dartmoor just keeps getting better and better. I'm confident we'll see records tumble in the coming years." Teambridge Trotters had 6 representatives in action at the Firefighter Charity Trail 10K run that took place on Friday the 31st of May, with the run starting at the station at 6 p.m. with plenty of support from firefighters along the way. Cheryl Dunn was quoted as saying that the firefighter charity 10K trail run had beautiful views and a really enjoyable course. It's most definitely seemed like a great run for people who wish to try their first trail run. Everyone was so friendly and there was a great barbecue afterwards. Another recent race of note was the Burrator 10K, a fast flat route that is almost all on tarmac. It's also one of the most beautiful 10K races in the country and won a Race Check Silver Award in 2023. The race is on closed roads and starts right on the dam bridge. New course at Stover. Stover Golf Club is delighted to have the new course open and available to use after a great deal of hard work, sweat, and even some tears. The project has been years in the making now, and the club would like to pay tribute to Jason and his team for their tireless work in making this possible. Their efforts have been ably assisted by some volunteer members, without whom the volume of work could not have been completed. In the history of Stover Golf Club, there has probably never been a project to equal this one, and they must be thanked for their efforts. Jason and his team will be the first to say that there is still a great deal more to do, and work will be ongoing to improve the new course. Amongst the planned chaos, Jason and his team took delivery of the new Toro 3400 Triflex Greens mower, which was ordered over 18 months ago. And that's the sport for this week.